Hi FM, 101.9 megahertz of life.
You're on 101.9 Hi FM, this is Saul Rosenberg. This is the People in Perspective show. Welcome and thanks for joining us. It's great to have you with us this week. We are in line to have an amazing show as usual. We've got some legal experts on the program this week. And we're going to be talking about some common issues in the workplace that everybody faces. So if this is the first time you've heard the show, this show is about the workplace and people relations in the working environment and how people interact and the laws that govern that. It's a people show. It's about people in business and people in society. So we do talk about some psychological issues, culture issues, and sometimes we talk about legal issues as well. So where are we going to start off? We've got two topics this week which are very, they're very interesting and very poignant at the moment. Lots of people, have an interest in them. They're quite topical. We're going to be talking about this issue of bullying in the workplace, which has become a major thing in the last few years. And we're going to just try and understand that from a legal point of view, what are the parameters, the guidelines that we have in order to prevent, bullying from getting out of control or to help people to deal with a particular instance of bullying. And then we're going to talk to another attorney a little bit later on about that sensitive issue of sexual harassment in the workplace. It's always a topical issue that, so we're just going to look at it and see, what the law has to offer in terms of prevention of things like that happening in the workplace, and so that we all have a better understanding of where things are now. So we're going to go to our legal expert, Michael Bagram, who's a lawyer, and he's going to help us understand the topic of bullying a little bit. Hello, Michael.
Hi. Thanks for having me on air once again.
Nice to
know. It is very topical.
Yes. it's a kind of a thorny thing, both of these things. Bullying, we're going to be talking to you about bullying, as I understand.
Correct.
So essentially, I think over the last, I even remember my ears picking up hearing more about news stories on the radio. Suddenly, it became a cultural trend to focus in on this particular thing called bullying. Do you think there was, a particular instance of certain types of behavior that led to the rise of the importance that people are now placing on this? I mean, were there a lot more instances increasing? How did this become such a topical thing?
Well, first of all, we must understand that bullying is a generic term, and sexual harassment could be a subclass of bullying. The reality is, where we are in South Africa today, it's incredibly difficult to find another job.
Yeah.
And because of that, employers, and in particular people who have control over others at the workplace, feel almost immune, in the sense that they can pick on anyone, make them do anything, and they'll get away with it, because invariably,
yeah,
the person that has been subjected to the bullying won't complain. That's the first problem. Mm. The second problem is, even if they do complain, people are going to enjoy the ear of the boss as opposed to the employee.
Mm.
And then then finally, when people do complain, they invariably then lose their job. So It's a major issue. It has been picked up by the trade unions quite strongly.
Yeah.
We have codes of good practice. We have law. We have many, many examples of court cases, arbitration awards, right across the board on bullying. a lot of us seem to think it's something almost childish. In other words, it reminds you of the schoolyard where two kids pick on another one or something of that nature. And you don't see the real anguish that people actually workplace. Now, I, as a practicing labor lawyer, see this all the time. Even when I'm acting on behalf of the employer, which is most of the time, I see behavior where people are picking on an individual. They call it the euphemism, let's make it hot in the kitchen for Joe Soap. And we can start bullying him, and hopefully him or her or someone else is going to resign so that we don't have to go through the anxiety ourselves of having a disciplinary inquiry or retrenchment, even worse, because we'd have to pay him money. And so let's make it hot in the kitchen, which is a form of bullying, and it is rife. It is unbelievable. I deal with that every single day from both angles, looking at it from the employer, and I say, listen, I know that you're having this issue now with Joe Soap, but what I'm seeing is, in fact, you should actually be retrenching the person if you don't need them. You shouldn't be making it hot in the kitchen, to coin the phrase.
Yes.
So we're seeing this daily, everywhere. We want to save money. This person is costing us a lot of money every month. Let's make it unpleasant for them. Let's bully them and get rid of them. Now, it's not as see-through as that, but that's what it boils down to.
It's hard to accept that this type of thing happens on such a large scale. I think it probably gets hidden a lot of the time. I would say employers are probably the first to hide it, but even in society, maybe you're a victim of bullying and you actually didn't know what legal parameters or behavioral sort of codes of practice or anything, you didn't know that you could go somewhere for this kind of thing, and you kept quiet about it.
Well, this happens, as I said, so often. People actually don't know they're being bullied. They think maybe they're doing something wrong, maybe they're not delivering, maybe they haven't hit targets.
Yeah.
And because that's what it's disguised as. It's disguised as almost disciplinary or performance-related issues. And so the person starts blaming themselves. And I'm doing a case right now where the individual starts blaming himself, saying, well, I haven't met their expectations of me. But when you analyze it, you say, but hold on a minute. Your, let's call it sales, are greater than your colleagues. Your behavior hasn't indicated any sort of animosity. What is really going on here? And then you start digging a bit deeper. This person's too scared to tell anyone, first of all, so they don't even tell their immediate family that this is what's happening to them, because you think you're weak. You think you've done something wrong. You think it's your fault. And we're finding it as well with sexual harassment, where a lot of people think, well, maybe it's my fault. And we're going to hear from our next expert on this particular problem, but it's another form of bullying. That's all it is. It's just another form of bullying. And the reality is, you can push people to nervous breakdowns, you can push people to resignation, and worst of all, you can actually push people into a situation where, you know, they have heart attacks. I see this obviously regularly, and it's sad, because these people are good employees, good people, and the employers often don't pick up that it's their managers who are making it so tough. If someone is actually doing really well at the workplace and someone is actually performing, how do you get them out? They haven't done anything wrong. They're actually performing. You don't want to pay them. They've been there for 20 years. You can't afford a severance package for the retrenchment. All you do is you pick on them and make it a completely impossible task for them to continue. There are angles in which the employee can defend this. There obviously is the Labor Relations Act. There are internal grievance procedures. People can activate a complaint to the CCMA, the Commission of Conciliation, Mediation, Arbitration, or even the Equality Court. So you've got a whole lot of avenues where you can attack it, but you've got to be a brave person, and you also know that you're putting your job at risk.
Absolutely. First of all, a case of being able to recognize that something wrong is occurring. It's the parameters that would make it distinctly identifiable of a case of bullying. What would those be, Michael, where it's distinctively a case of bullying?
Well, the easiest way to look at it is, what has the individual done wrong, first of all? Have they performed? Have they done anything such as a disciplinary infraction? What have they done wrong? If they've done nothing wrong, and if at the end of the day it appears that one or two individuals are keep giving you the warnings, keep giving you memoranda that telling you you're no good, that should actually highlight. It should be in fluorescent lights saying, here we are, we've got a bully. We've got someone who is now picking on this individual. So the first reaction always from human resources and senior management is, this person's no good for us. Why? And they always listen to the most senior in the pecking order. That senior person will then make up a story and say, well, they haven't performed, they haven't done this, they haven't done that. But it is worthwhile actually investigating it.
Yes.
I often tell people, at least raise a grievance. Do it now, because when you eventually have to resign, if it becomes intolerable, and you then show that you've raised the grievance, you've tried every angle internally to not only correct yourself if there was any bad behavior of any nature, but also to actually bring this behavior to the attention of senior management, and they do nothing about it, then you know you've got a bully on your hands, and you know exactly what to do at that point. Mm. You would then raise a case of constructive dismissal.
Yes, if you let them go once, you tend to it tends to happen again and again. So we can't emphasize more that if talking to the listeners out there, if you've been in this situation, Michael's suggesting that you at least raise a grievance and get things investigated, because ultimately, the scenario can't continue. If it's somebody who is a bully, it might not be you forever. It might be somebody else that they continue to do this. So Michael's been very helpful in giving us a bit of a legal perspective on bullying in the workplace. If you'd like to get in touch with us, it's 061-895-1019. 061-895-1019. That's the studio WhatsApp number. Get in touch with us. We'd love to hear what's going on, and maybe we can help you in some way. Michael, thank you so much for being with us.